Hello, my name is Jessica. You have reached Department of Public Health Coronavirus Hotline. If you have any medical emergency, please hang up and dial 911. How may I help you?
Yes, ma'am. I was trying to find out where the closest facility is that's not going to charge an outrageous fee just to get COVID tested.
I have the county that you're calling from.
Chilton County.
Excuse me. The only thing that is pulling up, it's nothing. Hold on. No, sir. The only thing that's pulling up is your county health department, and they're currently closed.
Yes, ma'am. What about in Shelby County?
Let's check that out.
There's a financial grab up there.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wow. They're currently closed. Okay. Shelby County Health Department, Northeastern, is currently closed. Currently closed. All closer.
Yes, ma'am. Is there any in Jefferson County?
Okay. You say Jefferson?
Yes, ma'am.
Do you have a pen and paper? I can give you that number.
I do not, but...
Jefferson County have their own county, and they have their own website to make their vaccination appointments.
Yes, ma'am. I just need the test. I'm not taking the vaccination. I got offered it a couple of times and just refused.
Oh, wow. Why?
I don't think there's enough research behind it yet.
And you, listen, you're absolutely right. I was waiting for someone else to say that. And you, what is your name?
Christian Godfrey.
Christian?
Yes, ma'am.
Godfrey.
Godfrey, G-O-D-F-R-E-Y.
Godfrey. Christian Godfrey, I pre-registered you already. You just have to wait for your phone call and your email.
Yes, ma'am.
All you have to do is just wait for your phone call and your email for your appointment date. But just as you just informed me, Mr. Christian, I wouldn't take the vaccination shot also because I don't even know any information behind those shots. And you're completely right.
Yes, ma'am. I did work in the medical field as a CNA.
Mm-hmm.
I'm taking classes. Judging, going back, looking at the research, there's not enough to go up the test yet.
It's not because I'm also home care and I looked it up myself. I hadn't even taken one. I'm only 35.
I'm 20, and I'm just like, there's no point in trying to take something if we don't know the full extent.
You're right, because I haven't even taken one.
I refuse to take the flu shot, because every time I take the flu shot, I get the flu.
You said it.
I had COVID, do not want it again, and my sister, who works in healthcare also, she's taking the shot. She took it, and the next week, she came up hot on her test.
What?
Yeah.
Is she okay?
Yes, ma'am. She's fine. Now my mom has it, and I was with her.
OMG. Is she okay?
Yeah. She's okay. She's in Birmingham today, having to do similar to a blood transfusion to try to hold it down.
Oh, wow. I hope your mom feels better.
I do, too. They're the ones who told me I have to get tested, and I had to let work now.
Right, and you don't really want to. Because I haven't. I'm scared myself, so.
I got put off work for 10 days because, I have to be in quarantine and take the test.
So, they won't even let you go back to work until you take your test?
Yes, ma'am.
Wow. Well, the only places that's doing the vaccinations for free is Montgomery Old Mall, and that's a drive-through. And they're open right now all the way for the whole weekend.
Yes, ma'am. And what was that?
Montgomery, Alabama. But like you said, it's not even a lot of research behind these shots. So I haven't even taken one. And every, like you said, every time I take my flu shot, I do get a cold.
Yes, ma'am. Well, thank you.
Well, thank you, Mr. Christian. And I hope you find, and I hope your mom feels better and your sister gets better. And I hope you find a free testing site so you can go back to work and be safe. I just feel so bad for you. Thank you for calling COVID-19 Appointment Line. Enjoy your day and be blessed to her.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you.
Yes.